or be sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you, folks? Okay, we've spent an entire hour talking about stuff that we've been talking about for years, literally. And Ron and I were just sitting here, and I just realized that, you know, our prepper forum, I just ate up an hour talking about what's going on. And it's just, you know, you got to realize we've been led down a path. And, man, the only answer is we know something is getting ready to pop.
And we need to get ready for it.
And if you're listening to this show, this is what this is all about. We're going to get back to our prepping, and we're going to stay there. We already know how we got here, who's taking us there, and why. We've got Jim Lavelle from West Virginia on. He has been helping us with the communications issue. We've talked about bullhorns. They're cheap. You can go to Harbor Freight or you can go to Northern Tool, and you can buy a bullhorn for 30 or 40, 50 bucks. Worth every penny of it. You can get boating supplies, these horns, where if your boat's broken down, it's got these little air horns, handheld. They're cheap, and, man, they are loud. And, boy, I'll tell you, you need to be able to communicate with your neighborhood. Yet you don't have to scare them to death. You just tell them, hey, look, you know, something, you know, things aren't too good out there. And if something goes wrong here, you know, let's talk about it. You know, let's talk about it a little bit. And, you know, people are willing to talk, you know. Preppers aren't really willing to jump right out there.
But once you establish a common ground,
then
it's a whole new ballgame.
It cracks open like a
floodgate.
That's exactly right. We're going to hand this over to Jim. Jim, this is the short segment right here. It's going to end in about probably a minute and a half, but we're going to give you the floor. Help us tell our listeners how to communicate, how to wire this system together. And this FM deal is, in my opinion,
dynamite.
It is dynamite. It is the cheapest, easiest way to do this. Now, an antenna, that would be something that, you know, the more antenna you have and how you place it you get more distance out of it. So it's more useful. Like here in Tennessee, you're either on top of a hill or you're in the bottom of the valley. You got to put that puppy up high, and you got to know how to do it, too. And Jim's going to tell you how to string some wire and go buy some wire. Go buy some wire or find some.
Can we put out an invitation to the callers? Because I don't care whether you have something to contribute. We love contribution. The FM micro idea came from a caller. Or if you have a question, if you think it's dumb, hey, thousands of others have the same question, okay? So I'd really like to extend an invitation to the callers. We're real people. I'm sitting here in a log cabin in the middle of the woods of West Virginia. I don't know what Howard's that situation is, but don't be shy, because all of us have information. We're part of a chorus, a choir, whatever you want to call it. So maybe it'd be better if I pick this up after the break. But there's no excuse. You give me one excuse why you shouldn't call in.
I'll tell you what, you're preaching to the choir here. I'm the guy with, you know, I hit things, and communications is one. I have got absolutely no radio. I couldn't tell you what a squelch was. I'm not even positive I could tell you how to spell it. But, you know, I'm one of those callers, folks. Our number here is 1-800-313-9443, and there is no such thing as a stupid question.
Yes, there is.
The unasked one.
The one that people
don't ask.
That's it.
That's the only stupid question, folks. So please, if you have a comment, call in. If you've got a question, please call in.
Amen. Okay, we're going to go to our first break, and we get back without any further ado. Jim Lavelle from West Virginia is going to lay it out. We'll be back right after the break, and thank you for listening.
Yeah. As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're
back again. This is Howard Axtell and Ron Lewis here. The Human Food Factor Show, broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee, through Round Rock, Texas, at our RBN connection. Yeah. We've got Jim LaBelle on the program here, and before I get started, I'm going to hand it over.
Well, most people call me Jimmy Lovell, same name as the astronaut, but I'll answer to anything. You can't offend me. I'm too lazy.
Hey, Jim, we've got a caller here rather than letting
him
wait.
Okay. Go.
Okay, we've got Art from Off the Grid. Welcome to the show, Art. How can we help?
Hey, Howard. Hey, guys. Been a while. Had to disappear for a little while there. It was getting a little bit hot back home, so I had to get the heck out. Oh, boy, I tell you what, man, I was pissing some folks off. I had the whole town coming down on me. It just wasn't safe for me no more, so I got the hell out of there and relocated to a whole new state, more to my liking. But I'm surrounded by some pretty good country folk out here, and I got into doing the FM thing here a few years ago. Oops. And I'll tell you what, I have reached so many more people in any one given about 3 years now I've been doing FM, and you can take any one of those years, and I've managed to get out to more people than any probably 5 years combined. The FM broadcaster is I think probably one of the best ways to reach out to people in your local area. I'm running a 14-watt. I can put out anywhere between, and I've got my antenna sitting about 60 foot up at 14-watt, and I'm running between 12 and 20 miles.
That's terrific. That's exactly what we're talking about here. Art, if you want to stay on, maybe you can chip in along the way here. We've been holding Jim Lavelle off for about an hour, and he wants to sew this FM deal up. And now that we've got two experienced FM people on here, fly at it, Jim. And hang on, Art. You can listen in and chip in anytime you'd like. We're talking about neighborhood communications, folks. You can take this from any point you want, Jim, from the bottom up or from the middle down or whatever.
Let me touch on one thing before we hit that for the sake of new listeners, because people are listening more and more, and the audience is expanding. First of all, it's food, not currency, is king in economics. You can go to Genesis 40 and 47. It's historically solid. The seven-fat cows, seven lean cows, foretold seven bumper crop years, seven lean years for Egypt. And so Joseph bought up all the grain, but did he give it back to the people? No. He sold it back to them. They sold everything they owned, including themselves and their children, for the sake of food. If you're on an island, desert island, with a ton of gold and no food, you are not wealthy. So understand that everything runs on food. Now, outside of that, if you find the smallest tribe anywhere, there's a night watchman. Government is comprised of I'll watch your back, you watch mine. Now, I'm going to give you an ideal communication system for a neighborhood. First of all, the micro FM. That's a way to reach everybody without everybody having to buy special little walkie-talkie radios and leave them on and keep the batteries charged. You can get a car radio and run on 12 volts. Okay, and this is that would be part of this system. You would have a ham who is a part of it, maybe even in his home. Now, you can find ham radio operators by searching the FCC database. You can go to QRZ, that's QuebecRadioZulu.com, QRZ.com, and you can search the database by your location and find out the hams. Now, some of them may be very active, some of them, just they have their license. A lot of them are preppers, folks. They know. Because the ARRL, American Radio Relay League, has a little thing called Field Day, one weekend in June, where everybody runs out and disconnects from commercial power and set up antennas and put up tents and roast hot dogs. And they have 24 hours making as many contacts as possible.
Okay, now to find the ham operator in your area, the one closest to you, that website is QRZ.com. And I would bet that you plug in your zip code or something like that to be able to identify someone. Go meet them.
You can find everybody in your state.
Yeah, just go knock on their door and just say, you know, just introduce yourself and say, well, you're part of your neighborhood watch. And in the event of something happening, you know, can we communicate? How do we do it? And pick their brain. Floor is yours, Jim.
Yeah. And you can search the database. It's call sign search. I think it's upper left last time I looked. But it's an FCC database. It's direct access to it. So you can access people who are extremely familiar with radios. If you get plopped into the world of ham radio, I suggest a couple of websites. Now, we don't have time to do anything but prepare, but eham.net, Echo, Hotel, Alpha, Mary.net, eham.net. And another one is ARRL.org. Triple W's in front of all of them. ARRL.org. That opens the world. You might want to look into getting some ham radio catalogs. We may not have time for that. But the ideal communication center is somebody who doesn't mind people going in and out of their house all hours of the day and night to keep an eye on everything. Now, if you have a ham in the system, this is wonderful. It would also have a shortwave radio capable of receiving single sideband SSB. And you string an antenna. My favorite of all favorites is a horizontal loop. You can look it up. Horizontal loop. I've got a 160-meter horizontal loop. I can talk and listen on it. And with 100
So where do you get this wire from? You just go to, like, Lowe's or something? Or where would you go?
It all depends. We have all kinds of ways of getting wires, big boy. You can steal them from the phone company. No, just a 500-foot spool of wire from Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever. Any old piece of wire, 12 or gauge works great. It's hard to break And but you string it through the trees or
is
whatever.
Is it insulated wire or non-insulated?
Makes no difference. Makes no difference.
Okay.
The radios don't care about insulation.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they say, oh, you have to have bare wire. Bull. Wire. But
so you could actually it doesn't have to be hard wire, or can you use speaker wire?
Speaker wire, any kind of wire.
Kidding. Because you can buy that 100-foot spools, and it's not that expensive.
You can get a...
Okay, write that one down, folks. That's a good one because it's already pre-insulated. Yeah. You don't have to worry about it hitting the tree or anything like that.
Right.
No
and
kidding.
And only that, but you can use little pieces of PVC pipe, drill holes in them, and use those as insulators to or something other, just pull them up into the trees. But it doesn't have to be that tall, but the horizontal loop tends to negate a lot of man-made noise. And you take one end, hook it to the antenna, the other to the radio's ground, and then you can listen to hams. You can listen to international shortwave, because I guarantee you, we used to have NEBS, National Emergency Broadcasting System, back when I was in radio about four decades ago.
So you're talking on an FM system. AM
shortwave. We're talking AM shortwave. Listen to the world now.
Okay.
So your ideal communication system, you have somebody who has an FM transmitter, it'd be great to center it on. You have somebody who's a ham, who's hooked in it, maybe his home too, who knows?
Right,
and you have a means of listening to the long-haul information, the shortwave, single sideband.
Okay.
And you also have people who are willing to be part of a neighborhood watch. Okay, now, I'm out here in the middle of no freaking where. I'm 5 miles from a cell phone signal, 12 miles from DSL or cable. I am in no stinking where everywhere in West Virginia. But if you're in a rural area, you need some means of communicating with radios amongst your people, a two-way for whoever's doing the neighborhood watch.
Right.
Whether it's CBs, the CB bands, be clobbered, the 27 megacycle. But you can look into, get hold of some of these catalogs, and look into various different other little radios. You can get them at your box store, Walmart, little bitty ones, which go very short distances for keeping track of kitties. The main thing is they communicate all on the same frequency. 12 volts is wonderful because that way you can keep charged up with a car battery or what have you. The main idea is you have batteries and they talk on the same frequency, and whoever's watching everything has communication with Communication Central, the Emergency Operations Center.
I appreciate it. Hey, Mom, or your mother-in-law.
Hey, Jim, we've got a caller from New York here. We'd like to bring him on. We've got Mark from New York. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Yes, sir. About 10 years ago, I heard Pastor Rick Strock out there in Michigan talking about rebroadcasting over a CB, that it was legal, which may have been the case at that time. Do you happen to know whether or not that is
still legal?
It is
legal.
Well, put it this way: technically, it is illegal, but CB is not regulated at this point. They just don't. Okay.
Not like it used to be. You don't have to get your license or anything.
No, I used to be KAMA 8398, was my CB license about 40,000 years ago. But the bottom line is CB just simply is not regulated by default. They don't enforce it. Don't worry about it.
So it doesn't matter what state you're in.
CB is a great wasteland, the dump land. And here's what I will tell you. When things get crazy, these crazy people are going to get there with their kilowatts or sloppy amplifiers and go slam the CB bands.
Okay.
But, yeah, actually, technically speaking, you're not supposed to put broadcast over ham and this, that, and the other. But the CB frequencies, okay, it's on the laws, but they don't enforce it. They don't even touch the CB. So just forget anything about any enforcement on CB. Listen, those guys ain't going to have paychecks.
Well, the thing about it is, too, CB is going to be so jammed up because so many people got them. They're going to be slammed, and you're not going to be able to communicate worth a darn.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody has CBs.
Yeah. This FM deal, at least you can pick any frequency you want, and you can broadcast on that frequency, and whoever, they just tune the radio to it, and boom, you're picking it up on the radio.
And let me tell you something else, too. If you read the Communications Act of 1934, which is law, not the rules, regulations, Part 97, FCC, blah, 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 yuck. If there is an emergency, a real, a genuine, immediate threat to life and or property, you own that frequency as long as you want it. That's the Communications Act of 34. Yes, sir.
And would you go into military frequencies when you come back?
I'll try.
Thanks.
Hey, look, we're going to go to break, folks. Keep that pen and pencil handy. Thank you for listening. Call in 1-800-313-9443.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Back to Connecting the Dots, the Human Food Factor Show, with your host, Howard Axtell. Let's go!
Hello, folks. We're back again for this is one of our short segments here. You can call in at 1-800-313-9443. We're talking with Jim Lavelle out of West Virginia, discussing this FM neighborhood communication system. We've got Mark on from New York. Art, we'd like to thank you for calling in. Keep our number. Call back anytime. Glad to see you're okay out there. Call back. Mark?
Is he staying with us? Oh, he dropped. Are you with us, Mark?
Mark dropped too. I'll be darned. Okay. You got
I'll take off
rain.
A milk. I'll take off a
up.
Milk.
Pick her up and run.
Somebody, dead air.
Go ahead, man.
Okay.
Well, I didn't hang up, so I don't
good.
Okay, we've still got Art on. That's
okay.
A good deal.
I don't know if I'm going to answer your question, what you're asking or not, but I'm going to tell you some things which are very disturbing. Okay, first of all, the military frequencies of MARS, M-A-R-S, above each of the ham bands where people stateside communicate with hams overseas, people don't use that so much anymore. I know that much. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can go to the FCC, go do a search on the Internet, and you can find the FCC's band plan. For instance, these frequencies are here for police, fire, forestry services, pipeliners, who knows, cabs, what have you. And here's the disturbing part, and I'm going to give you some inside intel. Maybe it's inside, I don't know. It's been years since I've really looked into it. This is solid information. you can go to the FCC database. I did this a few years ago. And you'll find out that around 330 megacycles, megahertz, same difference, there is the military aviation frequencies. Now, if you dig around in the FCC database, you will find that FEMA has now gotten licenses in the military aircraft frequencies. I wonder why. Now, this is inside intel, so to speak. I haven't really dug into it, but about 8 or 9 years ago, there's a fellow I knew who worked for Harris Radios who does a whole lot of military and government radio work. He said the reason why they're knocking out the analog television, going to digital, is to free up bandwidth so our military and the other, as far as I'm concerned, forces of evil, can gobble up and use those frequencies. It used to be gobbled up out of that 4.5 megacycle chunk for every TV channel. So there are a bunch.
I did not know that.
I doubt if 1 in 10,000 people know that. So the main idea is that was the reason for getting rid of the analog terrestrial TV. Now, that means there are a whole bunch of frequencies that you can't pick up. Now, I have radios, and I can pick up DC to light if I have to. Well, not quite, but at any rate, I have capabilities of receiving all kinds of stuff. To listen to the entire spectrum requires, like, for instance, if you look at an ICOM, it's a $10,000 receiver. It'll pick up anything and everything, but you can only get it if you're the government.
Really?
So they have all kinds of stealth frequencies, which they will be using. If they advertise that they're using thus and such frequency, pull out your shovel. It's a distraction, obstruction, or flat-out lie.
Yeah.
Because the old military frequencies on the FCC band plan, they have, as I said, why does FEMA, and you could dig it out of the FCC database, why is FEMA communicating with our military aircraft? Hello?
I don't think you're going to have to worry about our military too much
because 70, 80% of them are awake. And they're sick and tired of getting murdered, put in the meat grinder, thrown away, and abused.
And we can only hope.
I think they're figuring it out real quick because no military force has ever won a war against a guerrilla force defending their own turf in an armed country. It just doesn't happen.
Right.
But the bottom line is, I don't know if that answers your question about military frequencies, but there are a whole bunch of stealth frequencies which scanners don't cover, like the old police scanners. It's all by stealth, folks. Does that help you, sir?
Did you get that, Art?
Yes, sir. I sure did.
All right. Good deal, man. Hey, keep our number. Come on back. Keep us informed as to what's going on, where you're at. And we're going to get back into this neighborhood preparation deal for communication. Whether you have radios or not.
Yeah, whether you have radios or not.
Yeah, exactly, because this needs to happen. You need to talk to your neighbors and just, you know, hey, if something goes wrong here, what are we going to do? How are we going to communicate? We're going to be going to break here in just a second, Jim, and once that goes down, you got the floor again. Go ahead and lay this puppy out. We know we can use speaker wire as an antenna, you just got to be careful that, you know, the tree you have it hung in, if it goes down, there goes your antenna too. It has to be able to carry its own weight, so
do not put it the same level as your wife's neck, because if she runs into it, she's going to string you up by the wire.
After she gets strung up by the wire.
Jim, for some reason, that sounds like you've been there and done that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you take a regular bow or something and shoot a string that's tied to your wire, and you can get up in the trees pretty far, but monster speaker cable is not that expensive. I mean, you could spend about $50 and you've got at least 200, 300 feet of wire. And boy, you just attach both ends to your radio ground and then the other both ends to your radio antenna, and you've got a loop. You have got
a horizontal loop.
You got a horizontal loop, and you can communicate. The longer and the higher that puppy is, the more people, the better.
And you can listen to the world, ham radio operators from all over creation. That's the reason for that antenna.
I'll be darned. Well, we're going to go to a quick break, folks. Keep that pen and pad handy. Call in 1-800-313-9443. Any questions, any input, you're welcome here. The Human Food Factor thanks you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Hello, folks. We're back again on the Human Food Factor Show. We're talking about communications, and I need to clarify something. We believe that repetition is a really good tool for learning. And a guy like me, and when it comes to communications and radios, which I know absolutely nothing about that I need to learn, well, I've learned something.
Guess
this
what?
this antenna loop that you can use speaker wire, this is not for the FM system. This is for a ham receiver system. And a long haul where you can pick up stuff from all over the world. If you can run that antenna up on top of the hill, you can pick up signals and skip from all over the planet.
Exactly.
And it is for a transceiver in which you can broadcast, or a receiver, a ham receiver,
SFC,
that you can receive.
Single,
I'm sorry?
Sideband, single sideband receiver to ham, receive the hams.
Single sideband receiver with a a continuous loop antenna, and you can pick up ham signal from all over, from everywhere. Now we're going to get into this FM system here. We've got, good Lord, we've got three callers. Jim,
before you go to the callers, let me tick off about just a few seconds of an ideal communication center. This is Ideal Micro FM. Don't interfere. It is a violation of law. Willful and malicious interference is a felony. Find a frequency which isn't used. Very easy. Why would you choose another one? You want a ham radio guy in this network so you can communicate back and forth with him. Two radios for your neighborhood watch. A shortwave radio that receives single side band and a good antenna to listen to the rest of the world. And people to keep it going. So I will touch on those, and we'll hit the Common Sense Neighborhood. Okay, our wonderful callers, where are they?
Can I add
okay.
one?
I'm sorry?
Could I add one thing to that we're doing here?
Wonderful.
Absolutely. Shoot.
The one thing we're doing everything that you just mentioned, sir.
Wow.
Or at least we're trying to. We're trying to lay our hands on a shortwave. We haven't figured out how we're going to pull that one off yet because those
easy.
Things aren't cheap. But everybody around here just about has CBs. So what we've done is what we've tried to do is kind of grid off our county a little bit in grids and try to find people in each grid so that we can get like a network. Because CBs are a cross-section
network, yeah.
Right, and CBs are pretty much limited because of terrain. So what we're trying to do is establish a network within our county so that we have people throughout the county with CBs who can watch the roads and pass information through. We've got trying to get, like, within the local, you know, your little community area, your neighborhood, whatever, everybody on two ways so that they can pass information back and forth. Like I said, we're trying to lay our hands on a shortwave. Those are pretty expensive, so we're not sure how we're going to pull that off.
Let me break in here. If you have a ham radio guy, he's probably got a half a dozen. I've got a dozen shortwave radios going back to the 30s, believe it or not. But almost any ham radio guy has shortwave radios. He could just probably loan it to you for your operation.
Well, unfortunately, I haven't met anybody with a ham radio yet.
QRZ.com. Database search.
Database search for your area. We're gonna move into this. Hey, thank you very much. That's good information, Art.
We're gonna grid.
Yep, a grid.
And then we have the one area because I'm the only one with an FM transmitter. So it's like trying to route everything to this one location and teaching, you know, and running it in shifts so that there's somebody manning all of the radios at one time. So we got one person monitoring the FRS and GFRS, one person monitoring the CBs, one person monitoring the shortwave if we can get one. Hopefully we can get one. And then, of course, one person operating the FM. And this way we can collect all the information in one location and then pump it out through the FM because everybody has an FM stereo.
Rock and
That's
roll.
Right. That's right. That is really a good system. Hey, Art, we've got to move to another caller here. Call back. It looks like we're going to have to carry this into another show. Next week is going to be a rerun, unfortunately. We're going on vacation, but we'll be back 2 weeks from today for the second week show there. In any event, we have got a caller. We've got Eugene from Ohio. Welcome to the show, Eugene. Is it Eugene?
Hello, fellas. It's a real interesting topic here you guys are having, and it pleases me to hear people out there talking about this stuff. I just got a couple things I'd like to throw into the pot here.
Please.
Years ago, I learned that you could broadcast over the electric. I don't recommend everybody do this. I mean, I'm just throwing this out here. Using the power electric lines as an antenna.
I know all about that.
Okay. let me move on to the people can just Google that if they can find any information on this. I learned this years ago when I was starting to learn all this from a very interesting gentleman who wrote the book about this. His name was James R. Cunningham.
Uh-huh.
And he was out of Stonewall, Oklahoma. There's probably still some information about that, but I recommend people want to experiment with the antenna systems and stuff. There's fairly a good amount of information still out here if you can find it, I'm sure.
I can teach you how to do it. I can tell you how to do it, where to find it.
Okay, and then another thing about the receiver deal that you guys was talking about. I've learned here in the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, I've been really interested in this, what they call software-defined radio, where you just take a front end from maybe an old cable tuner and as your front end of your receiver, and there's plenty of free software out here that where you can tune like what you was talking about from DC to daylight.
Right.
It really cuts out the hassle of having to acquire a lot of hardware.
Right.
Everything is whatever your band of interest that you're wanting to work there. It all depends on how you have the software wrote. And I'm sure there's a lot of amateur radio guys out here that's in this stuff. I learned about this stuff here just after the all I can tell you is 4 or 5 years ago there. And I'll tell you, there's more. There was hardly any information back then. But these days, if you get on there, Google SDR or software-defined radio, I'm sure people can find.
Let me jump in here just for a second. I've heard of different people working with this, but sensitivity and selectivity is a very serious issue, because the problem is that the TV tuner or whatever does not let the entire bandwidth through. So it's very limited is the problem with it. I will tell you that, because that TV tuner is designed to only listen to a fairly narrow band.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that when this crap comes down, they won't tell you the frequencies they're necessarily going to use. You're going to spend all day trying to scan, because some of the most important frequencies are the ones which are least used. So, yes, it does work, but marginally, and there are hardware limitations by that front end of which you speak.
Well, another trick that I found out here about 3 years ago that helped me do a lot of finding out about frequencies that I wasn't even aware of was using a device called a poor man's spectrum analyzer. It sounds like you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And this helped me to scan through an old AOR 2002 receiver that I have from it's a dinosaur. Probably 1985 is when they made this, but I still got it and it's still going strong. And this is before they started coming out with the limitations on the cellular and all this stuff. Well, the thing goes from, 25 megahertz up to 1,300 megahertz. So this would be a good candidate for this SDR.
Just search. Also, yeah, it'd be a good candidate because it's wide open.
Right. And then along with that.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to break in here. We have loaded up with callers. We want to give everybody time to talk. Eugene, if you wouldn't mind, keep our number. Call in next week, or not next week, but two weeks from today, and we're going to carry this communication thing on further. So if you get any more information, we'd love to have it on the show.
Eugene opened up a good window for us.
Well, I'm really pleased that you guys are there to talk about this stuff, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people need to know about this stuff, and it's not as difficult as a lot of people would want you to think, okay?
Right. I hear you. I've learned, just talking about it the last 3 weeks, I've learned quite a bit. We're going to move on. Thank you very much. We're going to move to Rodney.
God bless.
Thank you very much. Come back. Rodney from Illinois. Welcome to the show, Rodney.
Hey, Howard and Jim.
Hi.
I, talked to you guys a couple weeks ago. I brought up the subject of FM, micro FM, and I'm really anticipating to hear about Jim's research. But yet, I haven't heard him. He hasn't had time to talk about it yet. So I don't want to talk. I want Jim to tell us what he's found out. But it sounds like today's show is a promo for 2 weeks from now. So
it is turning into that. It's good because people have got questions and people have got input, because the bottom line is we need to be able to communicate with our neighborhood. And if at all possible, we need to be able to receive from the outer world as well. I'm glad you came back. I remember you well. We've been on your website.
Yes, Media Systems.
Yeah, why don't you give us that website again so people can go up and take a look at this, because this is a pretty interesting piece.
I'll tell you, this is what I'll do. I'm going to give you another website. It's not mine, but this guy, I'm first grade. This guy is a graduate student. His website is free, F-R-E-E, radio.org. His name is Stephen Dunifer. He is like the great-grandfather, founding father of pirate radio in the United States. He's in Berkeley, California. He's got a tremendous amount of information. He builds these things. He knows more than he's forgotten more than I would ever hope to know about this subject.
Okay, that's freeradio.org.
O-R-G.
Gotcha. Okay.
So anyhow,
What is yours again? You're the fellow with a piece of equipment up there.
I am. It is Castle Broadcasting Systems .com.
Thank you for correcting me.
Broadcasting.
And Jim, I apologize. I didn't listen to the archive and get your phone number and call you. I should have done that. I've just kind of been preoccupied. But anyhow, it looks like 2 weeks from now we'll do this all again. So I'll hang up and let another caller come on.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you came back. I look forward to talking to you again. We'll pick you up in a couple of weeks here, and we're going to carry this on further because actually I wasted the first hour talking about how we got here, and I think everybody's heard just about enough of how it is we got here, and I don't think we need to go there anymore. We're going to pick up Glenn from Kansas. Welcome to the show, Glenn.
Hey, great to talk to you guys.
How are you?
You preceded me with a friend of mine I met, Rodney from Illinois. I met him over in Missouri. Great guy, and he's got, I hope he still has great deals on those Comet antennas. I'm using one of them right now on a 30-watt low-power FM that's covering a college town, and and I've been teaching the students how to run a radio station. So, yeah, got to get my little deal plugged in, too, to help people along. I don't sell any equipment. I'm just selling the idea.
Well, it's a good idea. It's a good idea for a neighborhood and people that don't have a lot of experience in this, just for communication nature specifically. CastleBroadcastingSystems.com. This fella has got he's got units up there for sale, and they're $450. They have a tuned antenna on them, and you can pick them up on an AM/FM radio. That's the beauty of this machine, is that you can set this system up, and it can be a 12 volt. You know, you got a 12 volt car receiver, or even a hand crank. They've got hand crank radios that you can pick it up on. Very, very good deal. That's CastleBroadcastingSystems.com. And then there's another website that he mentioned, freeradio.org.
Yeah, that's the Berkeley guy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing that I got from him that was really great was a low bandpass filter. And it helps you keep a clean... you run a cleaner station that way.
I got you.
And that's real important, to use a well-tuned antenna and use good quality. Like Rodney, he has a good quality coax. And he's researched it out pretty well. He knows his stuff. But my background is electronics. I used to be a missile technician. And, of course, I'm an extra-class ham radio operator.
AB8DX here.
So I've been there for a little while, and I love to teach people. I have a website in case people need to have somebody mentor them.
Okay.
And it's radiofreekansas@yahoo.com.
Okay, radiofreekansas.
@yahoo.com.
That's your email address.
Yeah, that's not hard to find. And I'll mentor people to help them find materials. I kind of lean more to more power, but I think when you just start out, 15-20 watts is a great place
Plenty.
To start.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
for what we're talking about here, you know, until you get into ham, you know, basically you just need a receiver and a loop. And then this right. FM, you can actually join a whole neighborhood together.
Yes, and when you get into more distance, then you're going to get have your ham operators. But I want to remind people that amateur radio shares the bands with short waves. So you take, like I use my 10-tech transceiver. I have a Jupiter, and I use it also as my short wave receiver. Because I can cover that, so you get double duty out of a ham transceiver.
HF transceiver, not yes. 2 meter. HF.
No HF. That's what I said. It's all HF. I don't. The 2 meter. That's a different ball game. That's line of sight.
Countywide repeaters.
Yep.
Say again.
Repeaters of countywide. Very
yeah,
handy.
They'll take county, and they can. Sometimes they're linked together.
Okay, we're gonna go to a break here. I'd like to get your email out there. It's radiofreekansas@yahoo.com for anybody that has any questions that maybe needs somebody to talk to about it. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, Glenn. Keep our number. Do call back. We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Hello, folks. We're back again on the Human Food Factor Show. Boy, we're moving right along here, and I am really regretting spending the first hour talking about how we've been led down this path. We've got a a very short amount of time. We've got about 3 minutes left, Jim. We've got two callers left. We'd like to squeeze them in.
Go.
All right. We're going to take Phil from North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hi, Howard. Great show.
Hey, thank you.
Communications. Here's what we did in the 1990s in North Carolina. We set up little stations with CVs, and we got out 5 to 10 miles. Well, we actually got out to about 30 miles relaying a message, and we bought these at flea market, you know, markets and Radio Shack antennas, and we were able to communicate. And I think it's a good, you know, a good way for people, a cheap way.
It is a cheap way.
That, we have to control information.
Yeah, we have to be able to get that information to each other. We have got a very limited amount of time, my friend. We've got one more caller, and we've about a minute and
Fantastic.
A half to do it. Keep our number, call back. In 2 weeks, we're going to come back with the same subject. We're going to talk in depth about all of this. We're going to take Karen from Minnesota. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, hi, I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to share with you, besides being fluoridated, chlorinated, and chemtrailed, it's a good idea, I know they all say, to grow your own garden, but it's being radiated from Fukushima, and nobody's talking about how we're being radiated, especially when it rains. So the only kind of gardening you can do is in a greenhouse.
That's a true subject. That is probably a subject for another day.
Yeah, I think so.
In any event, you keep our number and call back, because that is something we need to talk about that too. So definitely keep our number.
I'll call back again and go into more detail. I pick up Nuke Watch quarterly. It comes out quarterly, and it'll tell you the truth about what's really going on.
Yeah, and they sure aren't telling us either.
No, they're not.
California and Oregon and Washington are getting hit like a ton of bricks, and there's nothing on the media
about
it.
And they're still importing all the fish and all the seaweed and all the rice from Japan that is totally radiated with cesium.
Oh, that's just lovely.
Yeah.
That is just lovely.
But that destroys the people, you know, so...
Well, that seems to be the protocol at this point
okay,
in time.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you bet, Karen. Call back. In a couple of weeks, we'll be back, and we'll, as soon as we get done with this communications deal. Jim, I am so sorry. We really needed to get you on full force, power hammer, nail this communication things down. We've figured out that if with a continuous loop and a receiver, you can pick up the entire planet if you've got that loop high enough. And all it is speaker wire to the ground on your radio, and the other end to the antenna. And you've got coverage pretty much worldwide, picking up Skip and finding out what's going on everywhere. What we really want to talk about on top of that is local yokel communications.
Neighborhood. Bullhorns and horns. Bullhorns and horns.
That's right. Bullhorns and horns. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. Folks, thank you very much for indulging us today on the Human Food Factor Show. We appreciate all the calls we've gotten today. Thank you very much. Have an excellent week.
Are you a